Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another daily Bible reading. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Numbers 25, and we will pick up from where we left off. Numbers, chapter 25. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take all the heads of the people, and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, Slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel, and those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore, say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head over a people and of a chief house in Midian. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Vex the Midianites, and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the manner of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Numbers chapter 26. And it came to pass after the plague, that the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, throughout their father's house, all that are able to go out to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar, the priest, spake with them in the plains of Moab, by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord commanded Moses, and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanak, of whom cometh the family of the Hakronites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Camri, the family of the Camerites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Pelu, Eliab, and the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram, which were famous in the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron and the company of Korah, when they strove against the Lord. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died. What time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. The sons of Simeon, after their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, of the family of the Jaminites, of Yakin, the family of the Yakinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shuel, the family of the Shuelahites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The children of Gad, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Uzni, the family of the Uzanites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Erali, the family of the Erelites. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, after their families, were of Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, of Pharez, of the family of the Pharezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And the sons of Pharez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 76,500. Of the sons of Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolahites, and of Pua, the family of the Puhites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shemarites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 84,300. Of the sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sered, the family of the Sererites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jaleel, the family of the Jaleelites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 84,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, were Manasseh and Ephraim. Of the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites. And Machir begat Gilead, of Gilead, come to the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jazer, the family of the Jezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, and of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and of Shemadiah, the family of the Shemadites, and Hefer, the family of the Heferites, and Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala and Noah and Hogla and Milcah and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, after their families, of Shehulamah, the family of the Shulamites, of Baker, the family of the Bakerites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. And these are the sons of Shulah, of Anan, the family of the Arnites. Families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their families, the sons of Benjamin after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belonites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Aharim, the family of the Aharimites, of Sufim, the family of the Sufamites, of Hupham, the family of the Huphamites, and the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, and Ard, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin, after their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan after their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of Shuham, of the Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 84,500. Of the children of Asher, after their families, of Jimna, the family of the Jimnanites, of Jezui, the family of the Jezreelites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Beriah, and of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Melkites. And the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Of the sons of Naphtali, after their families, of Jaziel, the family of the Jezreelites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jazir, the family of the Jezreelites, of Shelim, the family of the Shelemites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families. And they that were numbered of them were 45,400. These were the numbered of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. Too many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and too few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. They shall inherit. According to the lot shall they possess thereof, be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites, after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Malhites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites. And Korath begat Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt. And she bare unto Amram Aaron and Moses, and Miriam their sister. And unto Aaron was born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of in the plains of Moab, by Jordan, near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priest numbered, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness, and there is not left a man of them save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Numbers chapter 27. Then came the daughters of Zeholophad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Makar, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters, Melha, Noha, and Hoglah, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation, by the door of the tabernacle, saying, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord and the company of Korah, but died in his own sin, and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family, because he hath no, he hath no son. Give unto us therefore possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he had no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. And if his father have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it. And it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee up into this mount Abarim, and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother was gathered. For ye rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, and the strife of the congregation to sanctify me at the water before their eyes, that is the water of Meribah, in Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. And he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him, and gave him a charge, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Alright guys, that's going to be it for now. And next time we will pick up from Numbers chapter 28. And hopefully this is a blessing to you. Please do keep me in prayer for this Bible reading, as well as the preaching of the word. And if you guys like what I'm doing on YouTube, feel free to subscribe and hit the notification bell. By hitting the notification bell, it will give you updates to any new videos that I will be doing. And with that said, that's going to be it for now. I love you guys. God bless you. Keep me in prayer. This is Brother Brandon. I'm signing off for the day. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you on the next one. See you. Bye.